This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Into the third hour of the program, and as always, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype, so Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We're going to go back to the phones and back to the fun. We got Ralph in New Jersey on the line. Ralph, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, let me get right away to talking about the issue of race, because that's swirling right now with regard to President Trump, okay? And the major detractor that President Trump has within the quote-unquote Congressional Black Caucus, primarily Al Green and Maxine Waters, okay? Don't anybody tell me there's no racial motivation in this whole obsession, textation about Trump. But what about you, Ralph, when you're over the top about Obama? It's always about
I don't even know what you just said there.
It's always about character when it comes to the black.
It's about what? About you sound like you've got marbles in your mouth tonight. I can't understand a word you're saying.
It's always about character, the content
character.
Of character. As far as my being critical with the quote-unquote blacks is concerned. Now, here's why...
No, for you, it's not about that at all. For you, it's about treating everybody in a certain skin color as though they're
right.
The same. That's what you do.
Then we go into...
Because you're a racist.
Which is hypothetical, which is a hype, which is high frivolity, right? But that being said, do you guys know what's the latest regarding Colin Kaepernick?
The football player.
That's right. You know
no.
What's the latest with him?
No, this is the football player who made headlines because he refused to, was it stand for the
right. That's the First
National
Amendment
anthem.
Right. That is the First Amendment right, which was granted to him, but never granted to, the firebrand conservative called Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter wasn't allowed to speak at the school in California, the UC Berkeley,
yeah.
That actually has nothing to do with the First Amendment, because the government was not telling him that he had a stand. His employer was telling him that they wanted him to stand.
Right, but the latest on Kaepernick is the NFL has now issued a blacklist or a ban on his sorry black ass, meaning no franchise would like to have anything to do with him whatsoever.
So they kicked him out, is what you're saying.
Basically, that's what it is. And he moved on in life from, he's walking the walk now, as opposed to what he was doing before, which is just talking the talk. Okay? He's walking the walk. I mean, he's finally doing something for the community, which, we have been asking for.
Who's doing something for the community? Kaepernick?
Kaepernick, right.
What's he doing now?
Well, he's reaching out to this is a USA Today piece that I'm looking at.
USA Today,
the newspaper USA Today, with Kaepernick priorities a mess. Teams drop alleged abuser as QB. QB is the...
I don't want to have you read to me. It's hard enough to understand you when you talk normally. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Ralph. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Headline from CBS Sports. Colin Kaepernick remains out of the NFL. And depending on who you ask, it's because one of two reasons. He doesn't resemble the quarterback who had success under Jim Harbaugh in San Francisco, or his social activism is a distraction and isn't worth the trouble to the team.
The NFL is not, their product is not football. They're heavily subsidized. You can look up who pays for most of the stadiums. Their product is not football. Their product is nationalism. So it's really not surprising at all that someone who is protesting the United States
mm-hmm.
gets fired from an organization, a quasi-governmental organization,
yeah, they have
whose sole product is nationalism.
Right, I mean, they have the damn Air Force fly over their stadiums.
Sometimes it's the Navy.
Well, they get paid for all these, you know, whatever military branch does marches and has flags the size of football fields and whatever else they do. I mean, they're not about football. That's how they get people to show up. They're about state worship. So, yeah, the anti-state guy got fired.
Not going to work. Well, apparently the Seahawks do appear to be a team that might be interested in his services, the only team. He's waiting for his next NFL opportunity. While he does that, keeping busy with various social causes, including donating about 50 custom suits to 100 Suits for 100 Men, a nonprofit organization that helps parolees on job interviews. And the good deed didn't go unnoticed. Kevin Livingston, president of 100 Suits for 100 Men, has organized a stand-up outside of the NFL New York City headquarters as a show of solidarity with Kaepernick. He told ESPN's Michael Rothstein Monday, quote, "He stood up for us. It's only right that he took our issues in our communities and brought it to a national level and sacrificed salary and being ostracized by the NFL. It was only right that we stand up for him. I started this literally when he came to my office. I was moved. I work with parolees. People usually just want to ostracize this particular population. Me working with him on the front lines and him coming to my office, this is not the first time I've worked with him, so I thought it was only right that I stand up for him." This will take place May 24th, a couple days from now at 5 p.m., not just in Manhattan, but around the country. He said, "We're not protesting." This is Livingston, the charity guy. "We're not protesting. This is not anti-NFL. This is not going against the police. What we're doing exactly is we're showing solidarity to the league on behalf of Colin Kaepernick. This is nothing planned by him. This is all me," he said. So there's the latest on Colin Kaepernick, who's still in the headlines.
I'm curious about these suits. You can go to, I mean, there's suits and suit jackets available at just about every secondhand store in America because, mm-hmm. you know, people die and they've
right.
got suit jackets.
Or they get a new one and they want to get rid of the old one or
and,
whatever.
And, you know, I mean, I don't know what they're spending on these suits. Maybe it's a reasonable sum and not that big of a deal. But, you know, as an ex-convict, I never needed a suit, I guess, you know, in order to make the difference. I think people would be better. Halfway houses would probably be the best thing to, you know, give people a place to live. And, you know, that way they and then they can set up work usually at some place that's not so great. That way they can have a job, be making money, and then they can go out and start interviewing for better jobs.
This sounds expensive. These are called custom suits.
Oh, jeez.
So it would sound like it would be custom tailored, I'm just going to guess, for each man.
I don't think okay, I don't have a custom suit, and
right.
I've...
That's expensive.
Right? Yeah, that's yeah. expensive.
That's like $1,000 or whatever, more, probably.
I bet you spend more, yeah.
yeah. All right, so there you go. That's the latest on Colin Kaepernick. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And yeah, you really can call in here on Free Talk Live and bring up whatever is on your mind. So, Mark, did you want to talk about vaccinations tonight? Was that something
yeah,
you
I'm,
wanted to discuss?
I think this is...
Oh, before you do that, I said I had a little bit more about this cop, right? So you brought in a story, Melanie, about a cop in New Hampshire, where we're doing the show from, who had his conviction for rape overturned because when he had sex with a female inmate in the back of a police van...
While she was being transported...
The Supreme Court said that, well, the rules that would normally apply to corrections officers not having sex with inmates don't apply to this man because he was not a corrections officer. Even though he was taking an inmate from one place to another, because he did not actually work for the Department of Corrections, he works for the Sheriff's Department, that therefore the rape conviction did not apply.
Yeah, I bet that if I go get a substitute teacher job and I'm not a real teacher and I sleep with one of the students who's 16, I bet I'm going to jail. So I'm assuming New Hampshire has that law, too. A lot of states do.
With a position of power over somebody?
Well, it's basically teachers and some staff not allowed to, even if the...
It's because of the position of power.
Yeah, right. Even if the students are otherwise legal.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't think that they would make that ruling for other people that were temporarily, and I don't know, maybe they would, that were temporarily holding a position.
The toll-free number here. I'll tell you a little bit more about the case. So what actually happened, allegedly, in the back of that van? And had these two, apparently, they'd had encounters before as well. So there's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Dateline, October 8, 2013. Tiffany Jenks is shot to death. A sinister murder in Oregon that is still unsolved and shrouded in mystery.
Yet no one seems to care.
Are the Oregon police covering something up? Are Illuminati and the New World Order involved?
Who really killed Tiffany Jenks?
A story waiting to be told.
A story that will not go away.
Read all about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder. Spelled TiffanyJenks, murder.com.
TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype And you can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Mark wants to talk about vaccines here in a moment. We're going to do that. It's Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio. And, Mark, you can also tell me about Whole Food Multi-Complete.
Yeah, it's a supplement that I've been taking now for several months, and I think it's fantastic. What it is a multi. Now, it's not a multivitamin because it contains vitamins and minerals and enzymes and probiotics, bone supplements, all kinds of things that you need, seven different categories of supplements that your body needs, combines them in a very cost-effective system, because if you were to buy all these things separately, you'd spend probably $150 a month. Whole Food Multi-Complete, besides, you know, providing all those things for me, has fixed digestive issues that I've had. It has caused me to lose a little weight. It was really great. Just sort of surprise, you know, you're down 14 pounds. It's awesome. Go check it out. SimplifyMySupplements.com. I highly recommend this. Just use coupon code FTL, and on your first order, you'll save 30%. You can use Bitcoin. You'll have to contact them to do Bitcoin. Can't go right through the website to do it. And if orders of $60 or more, get free shipping. SimplifyMySupplements.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so before we get into the vaccines, I did want to share more about this cop. Ernest Justin Blanchett, he's a former Belknap County Sheriff's deputy, was put in prison for rape. But then that rape charge was just overturned by the New Hampshire Supreme Court, apparently. And that was a story that you brought in tonight, Melanie, to discuss. But what we didn't have was the original allegations. All we knew was there was an alleged rape that happened in the back of a police van. And that's kind of what we were going off of when we were discussing the story. But here's a little bit more information. This is from a story back when the trial was happening. So this is April of 2016. From the Concord Monitor, Ernest Justin Blanchett, former sheriff's deputy, let a female inmate smoke cigarettes and use his cell phone during transports to and from prison, quote, seemingly in exchange for sexual activity, unquote, according to court documents filed in advance of his trial this week.
Yeah, that doesn't make it better to me.
What do you mean?
So the fact that this was in exchange for not being forcibly stopped from using a cell phone and cigarettes, which is the actuality of the situation.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's in for. I didn't really this happens today. I didn't bother looking
it
up.
He was definitely using his authority over her in this case, right? I wasn't trying to say that to make him look better or anything like that. I was just sharing with you more about what happened. So, you know, this was, we didn't know anything about what happened in the back of that van, so this is giving us a little bit more. Hillsborough County Prosecutor Michael Zino said Blanchett's behavior culminated when he raped the woman during another transport last summer. Zino and co-prosecutor Nicole Schultz-Price said jurors should be able to learn more about the recent charges against the 36-year-old because they show a larger pattern of sexual assault. The behavior is, quote, intertwined with a charged offense because the acts were part of a single criminal episode and are evidence of coercion, they wrote, adding that the former deputy, quote, used his position of authority, his clear position of authority, to pressure her to reciprocate with sexual favors or risk retaliation, unquote. Attorneys, now I have to wonder, what we didn't get from the Supreme Court was, did they just overturn his conviction, or did they send it back to be prosecuted at, like, a different level? You know what I mean? Did they remand back to
I wouldn't necessarily trust a newspaper article to get that right.
We can pull up the actual decision.
I would have to read the decision.
We can do that.
Either way.
Because I'm curious to know, because they said he's still in the state prison, so, I mean, they didn't cut him loose right away.
I did read a comment from one of the people speaking on behalf of a jail that said that, yeah, we know it got overturned when they send us papers ordering us to do something,
we'll
do something.
I see. Attorneys are awaiting a decision before Blanchett's trial on the first of several charges opens Wednesday. Again, this is a year old. Blanchett's attorney, Brad Davis, argued the information is inadmissible because Blanchett has yet to be convicted of the charges. Blanchett remains out on bail and has pleaded not guilty to both charges in that case. A jury heard oral arguments Monday and approved two motions brought by Davis. A judge heard the oral arguments and approved two motions brought by Davis, who wants to discuss the accuser's criminal record and play a portion of a telephone conversation that she had with a friend while incarcerated, in which she reportedly says she wanted to have sex with Blanchett. Neither request was contested by prosecutors. He resigned in August after being placed on administrative leave over claims that he had sexual contact with the woman while driving her to the women's prison in Goffstown last summer. Authorities claim he drove her to an abandoned home in Bedford and had intercourse with her inside the house.
Yucky. I wish we had another term for when somebody is not able to give consent, because I can understand that there are circumstances where people are unable to give consent. And
you mean like where they're mentally unable to?
Right. So maybe somebody's mentally not capable of doing it, or mm-hmm. they're under the age of being able to do it, or they're an inmate and the person's an officer, or they're a student and the person's a professor, whatever it might
be. Well, it's not student and professor. It's underage students or minor student, not necessarily underage, so under 18, but not necessarily under legal
age. At my college,
and
every professor
student
would be fired that had sex.
Oh, yeah, right.
With
you would totally be fired, but they would not have been prosecuted for rape.
I just
want to
know
think.
That. I just want a new term. I think that, rape is, consented to sex in the sense that it's very obvious. Others, they aren't able to give consent. I think it should be a different term. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, and they use the term rape in the article.
I wouldn't slice it that close. And I do think that it's a word that gets overused where it doesn't really apply. And maybe something else does. But holding down a grown woman versus going and taking a 6-year-old, those aren't different.
I gotcha. I gotcha. It's just, I think it gets difficult when you're not, in this article, I don't know what to understand when they say the word rape. Does that mean that she was unable to give consent legally? Or does that mean that he held her down, put his hand over her mouth and...
Let me tell you more.
Go ahead.
Zino and Schultz Price said the first encounter with a woman occurred September 18th, 2014, during a trip to Aspen Dental in Tilton. She told police that he let her use his cell phone on the way there, smoked 2 cigarettes once she arrived, and then ride up front with him without handcuffs on the way back. After the appointment, she said, according to prosecutors, Blanchett began complaining about his marriage, and the inmate told him she wished she could have sex with her boyfriend. Blanchett then made an abrupt turn down a dirt driveway to the abandoned home, she said, unbuckled his duty belt, and began kissing her. The woman told police she became uncomfortable and said, "Is this really happening?" To which Blanchett allegedly replied, "It could if you want it to." She said she felt she couldn't say no. Blanchett let the woman smoke and ride without handcuffs on another transport later that year, but did not initiate sex, allegedly because of an accident delay, the prosecutors wrote. In addition to the 2 charges he faces in this case, Blanchett, now they didn't mention this in the other story, at the time when this was written, Blanchett was charged with 10 additional counts of sexual assault involving 5 inmates, authorities announced in February. And so what they were saying is they want the jury to know about those other counts, and that was what this story was about, was whether or not the jury would be informed about that. Of course, they're arguing they shouldn't be because he hadn't been convicted of those at the time of this trial. So maybe that's why he's still in prison. Maybe he got convicted on these other ones.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. SolarC is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why SolarC beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why SolarC is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. Yeah. Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. And take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
As we go to the phones, to the fun, your calls and thoughts about what you want, we got Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah. Hello, Sarah. Hey there.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, are you with me?
We hear you now. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I had telephone problems at some time. But, you know, New Mexico has been having record-breaking early and voting turnout ever since I've been here for 14 years.
What are they voting on now?
What did you say?
Are they voting on something right now?
No, but I worked on the Obama election and the one before that, and I always worked on making public service announcements on the radio for the big elections, governor, presidential, those elections. And we actually broke a record. We never had that much of a high voter turnout. But I only made like 50 public service announcements on the local station. So every chance that would give me, I would give the voting information, the locations, what the county clerk should have been doing, and I've been doing it for them.
So you feel like you should be the county clerk. You should get the job.
Well, the thing about it is that they don't do the job. They make sure that there is no voter turnout. They do. Like,
why do you think that is? Why would the county clerk want to make sure that there's no voter turnout?
But they just do enough, they would do a show from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning when everybody's at work or school, and then we had a show about the election information. So, you know, it's a, they act like they're doing something that they don't do enough so that we get a bogus election. It's not a real
election. Let me ask you this, Sarah. I kind of wondered about this myself, and I've done a little bit of research. Would you say Barack Obama was the best president historically the United States has ever had, or that there were superior presidents prior to Barack Obama?
Well, I do not know whether he's superior or inferior. I don't really know, but I think he was a pretty good president.
Okay, because one of the things that I kind of wondered is this: many people say George Washington was a great president, right?
I guess so.
He was elected with 2% of the electorate voting. Hmm. 2% of the population voting. There was no president that was elected prior to 1926 or 28, something like that, that with more than 25% of the U.S. population voting. And, you know, that just kind of means that somehow we can, I guess, I mean, there's all these presidents in there. Many people call them great presidents, Lincoln and, I don't know, Wilson and, you know, Teddy Roosevelt and all these people they call great presidents. And they were all elected with this pretty small margin, this pretty small percentage of the population voting. Do we really need a large percentage of the population voting? Because I kind of feel like this whole let's get the vote out thing, let's get a whole bunch of people to vote, really just brings in a bunch of uninformed people to vote, people that really have no business voting. You should never ask me about brain surgery because... And if I was not a fool, I wouldn't give you an advice on brain surgery other than to ask a brain surgeon. But I can tell you that it's a, people think that they should have an opinion on lots of things. And you shouldn't have an opinion unless you're an expert, right?
Well, you know what? That is the very reason why people do not vote, because they do not know what they're voting for.
Good.
But that's why they stay out of it. The fact is that, like, the candidates, like the mayor, they don't know what they have done. They don't know what they are doing. They don't know what they're going to do. So everybody goes, well, I don't know what I'm voting for, but they would show up for a sugar tax because they know exactly what they're voting for.
Sure, they know they'll what they want. They know what
and I think that that's reasonable. If you put, you know, five policy conglomerates of positions on a poll and you put them in Cleon, it's reasonable to not show up to vote for that, but then to show up to vote for one specific position in English, if English is what I speak. So voting for what you know and not voting for things you have no idea about and think you can't find out about whether that's true or not is not an unreasonable position.
Right, that's why there is a fewer voter turnout. But, you know, the deal is that I just want to say that I accomplished that I brought out the voters out. You know, I broke the record here in New Mexico ever since I've been living here. You know, nobody bothered to call the
radio. You broke the record. It was all you, just by making phone calls to talk radio, huh?
Well, the thing is, I'm not the only one, but I was part of the people that did get the vote out, and I used the KKOB, the local station, Saturday, Sunday morning, afternoon. I mean, I called them like 3-4 times a week.
No, the local station is Kiva, K-I-V-A. KKOB is owned by a mega corporation.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not a local station.
Their
transmitter is in Albuquerque, but the station is owned by a mega corporation. Anyway, Sarah, so what you're saying is you believe that your phone calls were instrumental in having a, what, record voter turnout?
Right. People just have to be reminded constantly.
What was the percentage of voters that turned out in the most recent local election?
Well, I don't know. I can't keep track, but we broke a record the last time.
You can't keep track?
Well, I don't know.
Now, how do you know you broke a record if you don't know what the numbers are?
Well, they announced it on the radio news. It was on the news. We broke a record of the turnout this time, and they broke another record.
So it could have been they had a 10% turnout and they went to 11% and that broke a record?
Something like that. It could have been, yeah, that's right. You know,
I mean, it's not really anything to write home about, is it?
Well, the thing is, I'm proud of it because I turned this state blue. You know what I mean?
Well, Okay, so now you're saying that getting more people out gets them to vote Democrat. Are you saying that, therefore, most of the underinformed and uninformed voters are Democrat?
Well, I don't know. This state has been blue, but
I'm asking you, though. I mean, you said that people didn't vote.
She doesn't know how to answer questions.
Sarah, you said people didn't vote because they didn't know how to vote. You got more people to vote. Presumably, you didn't educate them. You just got them to vote. And then they voted Democrat. Why do I want a whole bunch of uneducated people on the issues? And I'm not saying uneducated generally, just on the issues. Why do I want them voting? Can you explain that to me?
Well, the thing is that they have a say-so in what they need. If the majority of the population of this state is Democrat, and then somebody needs to just remind them 20 times where the polls are open now and now you could vote, they need to be instructed how to vote by mail. That's all they need. It brings them out so that people can vote for people that will provide for their need and that's going to represent them. Why
do you think that people who need to be reminded to push a button 20 times before they do it and make good decisions?
Well, I think so. I think so. It's just helping them out. You know, why? You know, what it is that they got. I mean, it's not that they're stupid. It's just they have so much going on, they're distracted.
I'm not claiming they're stupid either. I wouldn't claim that at all. I'm just claiming that there are things in this world on which I am uneducated and that my opinion is worth crap. So if that's the case, then there are people who have an uneducated opinion when it comes to politics, and their opinion is worth crap. We should allow those people to continue to opt out of elections because their opinion is largely worthless, right? Like you wouldn't ask.
It is a bunch of, I think this is dumb vote. How we voted on the sugar tax is stupid. How we voted here on the red light camera is stupid. But you know something?
It sounds like you just like people to vote your way.
Well, the thing is, the majority rules, no matter how stupid they are. And sadly enough, I have to be subjected.
It's a stupid system, isn't it?
It is. I wish it would stop.
Why don't we just get rid of this whole system, this majority rule system, and just let people live their lives as free people? Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Tiffany Jenks was murdered October 8, 2013, at the age of 35, shot in the forehead by someone she did not know and had apparently only met that night shortly prior to her death.
Or so the Oregon police say.
Another mind control victim to the slaughter? Who really killed Tiffany Jenks? A story that won't go away. Read about it on Facebook at Tiffany Jenks Murder, spelled TiffanyJenks Murder.com. TiffanyJenksMurder.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And tonight with you, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have on the site for you. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com, and that allows you to get behind what we're doing by helping us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. Get on more radio stations around the country, bring new internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom and liberty, and you get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines. There's also the AMP-only podcast. And more. Go get all the details and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Melanie, has your website gone up yet? I know that you and Mark have been working on something behind the scenes, but I'm not sure where you're at with that.
Yes, it is. The website is up. It doesn't have a whole lot on it right now, but it's there.
And do you have contact information on it?
Yes.
What is the website?
Well, it's at text.freetalklive.com, right?
That's a good question. I don't know. I would hope that it is. Did you ask me to put it there?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, then let's find out. And nope, I didn't put it there, Mark. Okay. So I'll need to.
We'll link that very, very quickly.
Yeah. To Melanie's site, which she's an accountant by trade. You may know her as a more lawyerly type, but you also are very good at helping people do the icky task of filing taxes.
Not just that, but bookkeeping too. There's the sort of legitimate thing that accountants do. Not having to prey on, be part of the whole government's program of preying on taxpayers.
So those are things you can have Melanie help you with. And Mark, you said tax.freetalklive.com.
Yep. As a matter of fact,
give me about 10 minutes, and I'll get on that.
Melanie is working with my wife to go over our taxes, and what I feel like is that I've got somebody who shares my values, and she's helping with taxes, and she knows more than we do. So there you go.
Oh yeah. Absolutely.
It's very quickly be up at tax.freetalklive.com.
All right. So let's go back to the phones and the fun. We got Bobby in Milwaukee. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Point one. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Point one, I couldn't agree more that it's really a problem that people are voting with no understanding what are the stakes or what are the alternatives. But I have no idea what you do about that. We had one. only slave owners and landholders could do it. And, you know, we sort of set that aside eventually.
Yeah, you can see why.
But how we solve it, I have no idea. So at some point, I'd love
I've
to
got a solution, but I've got a solution, but every solution is called racist, right? So my solution is that we currently have a test for people to take in order to be able to vote. We call that test, the citizenship exam. Right? Now, granted, you only have to take the test one time, and you only have to take it if you're born outside of the United States. But why not have a five-question test taken directly from the citizenship exam? I'm not suggesting anything weird or bizarre, just taken right from the citizenship exam. And if you can't pass with a 4 out of 5, you can vote. Your vote's just put in, they have a terminology for it, but basically it's an auxiliary vote, meaning they don't count it.
I'm unconvinced that that'll solve the problem. I mean, it sounds good that, you know, you should have some basic knowledge of civics, but it doesn't answer the problem of walking into a voting booth or, you know, tapping on the voting machine and knowing what choice you're making, not just picking names. Because they sound familiar, or
I've done it
because they're under Democrat. Your proposal, in concept, I'm fine with it, but the implementation or the example you just gave, I don't think it'll solve the problem.
Well, right, I don't know if it'll solve it, but it might help. Go ahead.
If they have a test, then I think that they're just going to keep making the test easier and easier. So a test is a kind of subjective thing that you can fake. I think that personally, all else being equal, which it never is. Monarchy is preferable to democracy because at least you have somebody who has a vested interest and not just blowing all the funds, but
until
the
resources.
Until
your king goes mad from syphilis.
Right, and maybe you have a, you know, procedure to deal with that, but...
Are you trolling?
I have heard this trotted out, and I wonder to myself. So, for instance, Liechtenstein is currently probably the freest place on the planet, and it has a prince. So it may very well be the case that she's correct. I don't think it has any momentum in modern society.
It depends on who the person is.
Is that ceremonial, or is that... I mean, Bangkok is so over-the-top in love with their king, who has no effect on the operations of government bureaucrats or of politics. I mean,
but Singapore has a dictator, and it's one of the freest places in the world. However, you can
economically,
you can look at the Middle East, and they've got lots of sheiks and fiefdoms and all these sorts of things going on, not free at all. So it gets complicated.
Well, and democracy is never really democracy. We pick and choose who gets to vote, which isn't bad per se, but it ends
boys
up that
and
way.
Girls, we don't live in a democracy. Ostensibly, we live in a representative. We live in a republic, supposedly. But, of course, those days are gone. The practicalities are we presently live in an oligopoly that's controlled by 400 people, approximately, in the United States, who exert their power through political contributions, and the beneficiaries are largely corporate interests, multinational corporate interests, whose interests are not aligned with my own personal interests or my social interests or my community's interests. Their interests are in stockholder wealth.
I think that there's some of that, but let's not forget all the public sector unions that have a huge amount of play. I mean, one of the reasons marijuana is not legal right now is because the cops don't want it legal. So it's not just multinationals.
I'm looking at the 80 Pareto, I think is the name of the principle, the 80-20 rule. 80% of the politicians in, I live in Wisconsin, you know, it's the David Koch interests that are represented. It's just that simple. You can do the same in any state capital. You can do the same in Washington, D.C. They got
well, you can't. It's not any state capital. There's. I can tell you that the representatives in New Hampshire, where it's 400 of them, it's the largest legislative body of any state in the union. They're not getting payoffs. These people get $100 a year or $200 every 2 years, actually.
Again, I'm speaking of the Pareto. There's no one generalized statement that I could offer you that would describe all 57. Yes, I include federated states of Micronesia and Guam and Puerto Rico and whoever else I'm forgetting. I'm saying 80% of our politicians are fully owned and operated subsidiaries of whomever is their sponsor.
Yeah. Did you know 80% sounds low. I'd say it's probably 99 point, you know, whatever.
Okay, maybe it's 99, but
nah, I'm going to go 80.
80% is a reasonable guess, I think.
It's enough for it's enough for majority.
Yeah. You know, real quick, I want to go back to what you said about the representative republic. I mean, that's something we certainly have heard a lot. In fact, we used to talk about that on Free Talk Live a decade ago or whatever. We'd correct people. But ultimately, it seems lost the differences between a democratic republic and a democracy, or a representative republic and a democracy. One of the ideas that makes them different is the republic's supposed to respect people's rights. Like, there's those rights
We're
and the Bill of Rights.
We're supposed to delegate our interests to people who will respect those interests. And those days are gone because
they cost
so much money to get elected.
Do you think they ever existed?
Did it ever exist? Not in its in its aspirational form, maybe. In its
aspirational.
In terms of its implementation, probably not.
I think that's a pretty fair thing to say.
The country is not done. We're not there.
It's pretty close.
It's not done yet. When can it be done? Can we just be done with it?
I mean, it's $20 trillion in debt, and
if
politicians are owned lock, stock, and barrel, it sounds done.
I don't worry about $20 trillion, in all honesty.
Well, they don't worry about it either.
I'm not trying to be snide or snarky. $20 trillion is about, it's a little over 1 year's GDP for this country. It's just not that much. The real problem is one that, oddly enough, I think Paul Ryan has got exactly right. The unfunded liabilities that this country has for Social Security,
Medicare,
and Medicare
pensions
are a real problem.
Yeah, they're coming.
$150 trillion, and we've got no good way to pay them off. That's a real problem.
I'm not paying it. They can go to hell as far as I'm concerned.
Right. I don't owe them $60,000.
I'm looking forward
to.
No, I don't.
Okay, we'll not argue that one. But
when did I promise?
Collectively.
What did I promise?
You promised that you'll be a good citizen, and they promised to protect your rights.
No, they didn't.
Had that contract.
That contract doesn't exist.
They don't protect your rights.
Sorry, Bobby. That contract, we agree with a lot of what you said, but that contract doesn't exist, and the government's own courts have ruled they don't have to protect you at all. Thank you for the call. Look up on Google, no obligation to protect, and you'll find multiple very interesting court cases. And call back anytime. Thanks for the call tonight. We're done for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There is a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.